Hi, I'm Roslyn Cox, Acting Course Director and Lecturer in Communication at Charles Sturt University in Bathurst. I recently challenged my students to produce a pilot segment for a podcast. As you listen, you should note that these are mostly first-year students in their very first session studying communication at Charles Sturt Uni. The students had to come up with an idea for a compelling and worthy story, do the background research, record the interview, and create their pilot podcast to share with you. I'm very excited and proud to give you this sneak peek at some of our future media storytellers. In this episode, Maeve Nolan talks to a Learn to Swim coach about the dangers of inland waterways and how important it is for children living away from the coast to learn how to swim.
As I walk along Bathurst Macquarie River, I admire its serenity. A young family walks along its edge, yet I cannot help but sense the great dangers lurking beneath. All it would take is one distraction for that small child to waddle down and be swept away. Within 20 seconds, they could be dead. In 2022, drowning deaths in Australia increased by 15% according to Royal Life Saving Australia. 172 of these people died in regional and remote areas, such as the Central West. The need for Learn to Swim has never been higher, yet enrolment has plummeted nationwide. Recently, I spoke to Raywin Simmons, director of Bathurst Swimming Academy, who estimates that only half of primary school children in Bathurst are enrolled in swimming lessons. Raywin attributes this to this.
I think primarily it's the pandemic that has changed people's priorities, them going back to the pools being closed, losing staff, losing Learn to Swim instructors. We don't have the availability of instructors that we used to have, and I think that's made a big difference.
Further, being in a regional area means there are fewer facilities and resources to begin with. Raywin also says
that a lot of parents don't see it as important because we're not by the beach. And I think they feel that other activities are more important. I think our weather plays a part, because we're only warm for a certain few months of the year and then it gets really cold. So I think overall it's location and weather-based.
But drowning doesn't discriminate, and the data suggests most drownings occurred in rivers and creeks, plenty of which are in the Central West. These rivers carry hidden dangers like submerged objects or rapidly changing currents with little infrastructure to safeguard swimmers, unlike pools or beach, which tend to have lifeguards. Therefore, it is absolutely critical that children in regional areas attend swimming classes to learn skills like breath control, floating, and basic strokes.
Teaching a child to roll onto its back and float will save you precious seconds to be able to get to that child.
To reduce the impact of cost as a barrier to learning such skills, the New South Wales government now offers first lap vouchers to subsidise the cost of lessons. To learn more about this, visit the Service New South Wales website. I'm back at the Macquarie River. The cost of not teaching your child to swim is simply too high, and the only way to reduce these horrible statistics is through water safety education and Learn to Swim. Swimming saves lives. As Raywin says,
so it is never too early and never too late.
Enroll today.
You've been listening to a pilot podcast produced and presented by one of our very talented Charles Sturt University communication students. Right from the start of their degrees, our students are encouraged to use their own instincts and identify worthy stories for diverse audiences. We hope you found today's episode interesting. Your storyteller was CSU communication student Maeve Nolan. The episode was produced for 2MCE by David Cameron. I'm Roslyn Cox, Acting Course Director and Lecturer in Communication at Charles Sturt University. Thanks for listening.